All right, we're going to kick it off today with none other than the defensive coordinator for the Redskins, Mr. Jim Haslett. And the snow doesn't bother you, does it?
No, the snow's – I like the snow. I don't like shoveling the snow, but I like the snow.
So real men showed up for work yesterday.
Yeah, we were here.
Yeah, we were here.
Yeah.
Has, what are you guys doing right now? Obviously, you've got a busy period here for this football team. You've got free agency on March 11th. You got the combine. You got the draft pushed back into May, a busy time for you guys.
Yeah, a lot of things. You know, we worked on free agency all last week. We started looking at the cut-ups, things that we want to change and kind of make us better, do a lot of things to make us better. And then, obviously, we're getting into the draft aspect, which takes a lot of your time.
How do you see this defense changing in 2014? Obviously, you want to get better. How are you going to do it?
Well, we're doing a number of things. One, you know, obviously the acclimation of players, the accumulation of players. We're going to try to do some things different within the scheme. You know, I always hear the phrase 3-4, 4-3.
Right.
And, you know, that's always a topic for whatever around here. But, you know, we played 62% of us. We were nickel, so we were in a four-man line,
right,
you know, 62% of the times. Different ways that we want to get to the quarterback. You know, things that obviously we're looking at studying other teams, see what they do, studying the top 10 teams in yardage, obviously turnovers, all those different areas, red zone, just, you know, trying to get better in all those areas.
We took a look at your stats, and we did it right after the end of the season. And, again, you take those first three games, and you had a top 10 defense. But what went wrong last year?
Well, we disappointed. The first three games were about as bad as you're going to get in football. I mean, we played Philadelphia. The game got out of hand early from a lot of different aspects because, you know, not only we were bad on defense, we were bad on offense, we were bad on special teams, and the combination just got out of hand. And we started at the two. You know, we scored a touchdown. I don't know if you remember that game, and then we came right back.
Yeah.
And so that was a bad game. We gave up a bunch of yardage points.
You all got a touchdown in that game.
Yeah, we did. And then the Green Bay game was probably the worst of the year. Playing some young guys, we started out, we were playing pretty well, and then that game just got out of hand. Detroit game, I'd say that we didn't give our players an opportunity to win the game. From a coaching standpoint, I think we did a good job what we were trying to do in that game, and then we kind of settled in. Then we said we're going to go back and run our stuff, the stuff that we do best. The stuff that made this defense played so well in Pittsburgh for 20 years and other teams running. Baltimore runs the same defense.
Right.
San Francisco runs the same defense. So we went back and started doing the things that we do best, and we started playing better. We played well up to that Kansas City game. Nobody played well in the Kansas City game, and we ended out pretty well. Obviously, the record didn't show, which is the most important thing, but we get much better. We're going to start off that way this year. We're going to do the things that what our guys do best. We're going to take advantage of that. We're going to do our things better. We're going to work on it. We're going to cut some things out and make sure that whatever we put on that field, we're going to do very well.
I like what you're saying here, Haz. You've been a head coach in this league, and not wanting to get too deep into it, but looking back on that season, is what happened to the defense kind of what happened to the team? You mentioned the special teams, and we had the special teams coordinator, Ben Kotwicka.
Yeah.
And we talked about how each special team's botch is multiplied because it's a special teams play, defense.
Yeah.
You get a chance to make it good. Looking back, what went wrong with the football team?
Well, I think it was a combination of everything. To me, and I look at this team, I think we're closer to the 10-win season than I do the 3-win season. The last 2 months of the year, probably the worst I've ever had in pro football, 10 years playing, 25 years coaching. I've never been through anything like that. He said, she said that this was, you know, a lot of things going on that shouldn't be going on in the locker room and that eats up players' time, which shouldn't. They should be worrying about football and none of the other stuff. And hopefully we never have to go through that again, or I'll never go through that again because I don't want to be around something like that. That was an embarrassment to the organization, to yourself. But it was just a number of things. You know, we started out playing poor on special teams. We kind of went through the season. We played poor on defense starting early. Offense actually played okay, and then they had their ups and downs. So we never really put it together. The thing that I was most proud of in the 4 years that we were here beforehand was winning the division.
Yeah, no question. Magic
which
moment.
Hasn't been done in 14 years. Wasn't done in 14 years. Here's why we won. We had a bunch of turnovers on defense, and the offense didn't turn the ball over. That's why we won games.
Yes.
All right. That was the bottom line.
Quarterback didn't have many picks, no fumbles.
You turn the ball over 14 times, you get 39 turnovers, you win a lot of games. Last year, we kind of went backwards. We didn't get enough turnovers. I think we had 29 turnovers, and the offense turned it over, you know, close to 40 times. So that's why we lost games. It wasn't what you're doing. It's not who you're doing. We have the same exact players that we had the year before.
Right.
We just got the ball. We turned the ball, and we play much better on special teams. You know, we weren't put in bad situations like we were last year. So it was a number of different things. I do think this team's closer to the team that won the division than the three-win season.
I like that as well. I got two more things to ask you, but we got to take a break. Redskins Nation continues with Jim Haslett in a moment. Coming out of the spot in 3, 2, 1. All right, we're back, Redskins Nation, Larry Michael, with the one and only Jim Haslett, the rookie of the year defensively in your first year. Does that seem like eons ago to you? I mean, not really.
It was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. Well, we're sitting here, we're both kind of old. Let me ask you about some young guys.
Okay.
Leadership is always a question when teams lose, when teams win. People don't question the leadership. And people have questioned Robert. Now, you've been around him a lot. Obviously, you're the defensive coach, but go up against him every day. Any validity to that? I mean, this kid seemed like the first second he stepped in the building, he was a natural-born leader.
Well, I will say this. Here's a rookie that walks in the building. He goes through training camp, and the players vote him captain of your football team. As a rookie.
Right.
As a rookie. Leads your team to the playoffs. As a rookie. Wins Rookie of the Year. Goes to the Pro Bowl. What do you want?
What else do you want?
Yeah. What else you want? Okay. Comes back off a knee injury. Doesn't perform as well. Doesn't players for Ron don't perform as well. Start off, you know, we suck on defense to start. We're not very good on defense. Special teams struggle all year. You blame it all on the quarterback, or you're going to blame it on everything? I think it's a combination. I think the guy's a great football player, number one. I think he's a great leader, all right? Did it get a little bit out of hand, maybe, with the knee and not have an opportunity? I don't know. All I know is when the kid came back, obviously he couldn't perform as well as he did the year before, obviously because he couldn't run and do those type of things. He's a great athlete. I see Robert going back this year and playing like he did the first year. And I still see leadership. I still see all the other stuff. He's still around here. He's a gym rat.
Yep.
He comes in here. He's working out. He's the kind of guy that people and players gravitate to.
All right, you got Jay Gruden as the head coach of the Redskins, and describe to me the atmosphere in the building, because those of us who are here can see it. You guys and Raheem and Sean McVay, you guys all know each other. You were all part of the staff previous to this. It's a unique situation, and I think one of the byproducts is an energized atmosphere.
Well, I agree. A couple players came in the other day. They said they could feel it. We had a defensive staff meeting the other day, and we were talking football for about an hour and a half. We're talking about one coverage, things that we want to do, change, things we want to do, get better. And the D-line coach, Jacob Burney, said it's the most fun he's had in 2 years. And I thought, all we're doing is sitting around talking football, you know, trying to get some things right. And it is different from that standpoint. You're going to like what you see in Jay. Jay does a great job, one with the quarterbacks. He does a great job with the offense. He utilizes what the player does best. He doesn't worry about what he can't do. He finds out what they do best, and he tries to use those players to the best of their ability. And I think that's the strength that he has in coaching.
And without a doubt, you're happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited. I love the area, love the fan base. Obviously, that winning the year we won the division was exciting. Just to watch the fans and the people react to it in this building, you know, the people that work in this building, and hopefully we can get back to where we were.
The reality is you have some free agents, and the reality is the Redskins don't have an unfair salary cap penalty this year, and the reality is that you'll get some new players on the football team. Do you have to almost prepare yourself for a little bit of transition? I mean, to get everybody back, I know as much as you'd like to, that might be a tall order. You never know how it's going to end up. So how do you prepare yourself?
Well, you prepare yourself like even with the guys coming back like they've never been here.
Okay.
So when you go into the rookie mini camp or our voluntary camp that we're going to have before the draft, you preparing these guys like they've never been here. And we're going to change some things. We're going to do some things to help these guys out. So it doesn't matter who's in seat A, seat B, seat D. They're going some will hear it again, you know, the same stuff. Some of them won't hear it again. So you got to prepare this football team like they've never been here.
And you've said you want your guys back, but it's not as easy as you saying that, is
oh,
it?
Oh, no. Yeah. There's a lot of good football players on this team. There's a lot of guys that can help you win games. Obviously, I understand how the business works. You're not going to get everybody. You're going to get new players. And, you know, you welcome that. You want to get some fresh blood in here and to help you win games.
Well, has I know I can feel it when I come in the building, the buzz yeah. that's within the coaching staff. You guys seem like a tight-knit unit already.
Yeah, it's awesome. It really is. It's good to come to work. Guys got their smiles on their face. They're happy. You can go and talk offense and defense with the coaches, and you can intermingle, and it's a good relationship.
You get me excited, Haz. We're a long way off from the start of the season, but I appreciate you coming in.
I appreciate having
me. And don't shovel any more snow, because these backs of ours can't hold up.
Back, shoulders, a little bit of
everything. A little creaky. More Redskins Nation. Thank you to the coach. Back after this.